At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Eytan Uliel, Chief Executive Officer of Challenger Energy. CEG is ticker. Eytan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, it's good to be here as always.
Yeah, and we're going to cover a Q1 2022 update, and certainly getting things pumping there. Before we do, Eytan, as always, for people maybe not familiar with the Challenger, just give us a brief summary as to your operations, please.
Well, Challenger Energy is a obviously an AIM-listed company. We have operations in Trinidad, where we have 5 producing oil fields. We have a project in Suriname. We have an offshore exploration license in Uruguay of some interest, and we have some legacy exploration assets in the Bahamas. So a Caribbean-focused E&P oil company.
Yeah. And you mentioned that Q1 here has been encouraging. So take us through some of the stuff you've been doing, some of the operations, some of the output, if you could.
Those who follow the company will know that 2021 was a difficult year for the company. We went through a comprehensive restructuring process with creditors, a capital raising, and we started this year essentially as a new company with all the legacy issues of the past resolved and a renewed focus on building production from our existing producing fields and taking the business forward on that basis. And really, the first quarter of 2022 was the first time where we were, if you like, free of dealing with problems from the past and really able to focus in on the business. And through focusing in on the business, we ended the quarter with a average daily production rate of around 360 barrels a day. The rising oil price benefited us. We averaged out about $83 a barrel across the quarter. And the really important takeaways from that, firstly, the business unit in Trinidad generated a cash surplus for the quarter. That's the first time that it's done that. So it's, as you used the word, encouraging. We're pointing in the right direction. The other takeaway, which we mentioned in our announcement to the market, is that notwithstanding the encouraging result, we also had a few challenges to overcome in the quarter. There was a nationwide power outage in Trinidad that caused the wells to go offline for a while. That affected the daily production average over the quarter. So, the encouraging result was notwithstanding some of these operating challenges, and we're putting in place measures. We're spending a bit of capital to improve things in the field with a view to mitigating those. And we have another round of work that's been proposed for the next several months. Again, the idea being to step the production up from where it's at. I should mention that as at the end of the quarter, as opposed to an average across the quarter, our production rate was already up 10%. So we were consistently averaging around 400 barrels a day, which is, again, given the oil price at the moment, very positive for the company.
Yeah. Have you any idea, how much more production you can increase it to in the following quarters?
Yeah, well, we've previously put out our view that during the course of this year, we should be able to get the production up to around 600 barrels a day, and we're looking by the end of next year to be at 1,000 barrels a day. These things take time. It's step by step. There's a lot of grunt work involved in doing it, but that's where we're headed. And again, about a month ago, for people who are interested, they can check on our website. We had an announcement to the market where we set out what the economic outcomes for the company look like if we're able to achieve those kind of production levels. But certainly, we see a fair amount of scope within the existing assets to build the production slowly and reliably. And obviously, at current oil prices, that is a very profitable thing to do. And we've spoken in previous contexts also about adding to production through M&A type activities, acquisitions, and we're looking at several of those, and we'll see how they pan out. So very much focused on growing production and growing the cash flow that comes from that, and there's a fairly clear pathway forward for us to do that.
Yeah, and I can't see the oil prices coming down for a while, but at what level will you be comfortable at and not comfortable at, price-wise?
Oh, well, I mean, obviously the current levels are fine. Look, we did okay, averaging out at, as I said, last quarter, $83 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Even a bit less than that's fine. So there's a fair amount of headroom from where we are at the moment. But it's our job, I guess, as the management of the company to make it work at any oil price within reason. And as I say, we're doing a lot of work at the moment in the field in terms of renewing some of the equipment, buying supplies, spare capacity. We own and operate two workover rigs. And all of these things are designed to ensure that our lifting cost is as low as possible, so that even in the event of a really sharp turnaround in oil prices, we'll be okay. But really, I'm with you. I can't see it changing anytime soon. And while we continue to benefit from the current oil price regime, the objective is to build the production as fast as we can.
Yeah. Absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, it's good to see, considering the year you had last year, to turning around into a positive way this year. So if you could then, Aidan, for people not following the story but liking the sound of the progress here, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, the first reason is as I said, we've come out of what was a difficult year. We've completed our restructuring and we're kind of at the starting gates. The second reason is that we are now starting to show some proof of that. I understand that many people who follow the company, many shareholders, there might be a degree of skepticism, and it will take some time to demonstrate delivery of results against what we've said we're going to do. But we are starting to do that. We're starting to show some results. The production is pointing in the right direction, and over the next couple of quarters, I hope to be able to come back on this show and put out announcements and show that we are doing what we said we were going to do. And the third one, let's throw in a little curveball here just to talk about something else. We have this really exciting offshore license in Uruguay, which has been sitting there for several years and has suddenly become very, very hot property in the oil and gas world as a result of very successful exploration drilling done by Shell and Total in Namibia earlier in this year. Now, their licenses in Namibia are adjacent in a conjugate margin sense to our license in Uruguay. And so there is suddenly a huge amount of interest in our Uruguayan license. And I believe that over the next 6 to 12 months, that might be a little sleeper, a little diamond in the rough for us that could provide some exciting upside to the story of this company.
Excellent stuff. Marvellous to hear from you, Aidan, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Terrific. Thanks for your time, as always. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.